I feel like parts of San Francisco, or maybe the entire city, has sort of hit this threshold, or I wonder if there is a threshold where communities no longer speak up about things that are like unacceptable. Like, because if this happened like in a, you know, or not necessarily the peeing on the side of the road or whatever, but if something pooping on the side of the road something happened in, you know, other communities that I've lived in, people would be like, whoa, what are you doing? Stop. Right. You know, like, this is not acceptable.
You're like, but, I can't.
But, well, or, you know, and then you make point like, you can't do that again.
Right,
you
right, know? Right.
But I feel like maybe it's a population threshold, and maybe it's, you know, maybe it's just that there's a lot of homeless people who don't have anywhere else to go. Maybe it's that there's a lot of drug addicts or something like that.
I think it's a danger threshold. It's just like, you don't know who you're messing with in a big city, you know, because it's like, in a big city, it attracts all sorts of people and all sorts of crazy people, right?
Yeah.
Like, whereas, like, if you live in a small town, you're not there to be homeless, you know? Like, you kind of go to bigger cities. I don't know why you have more homeless people in big cities. Probably because there's more help and more opportunities and, like, more small jobs and stuff like that. But when you go to a small city, I feel like you don't really get a level of behavior where that's common, right? Like, you might see that once a year. And then it's like, dude, what are you doing? And usually it's, like, a teenager
who... Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, they're not going to come after you. Like, if you call out somebody in the city, like, they might come at you with a knife.
Hmm.
Whereas, like, I feel like I wouldn't be as scared of somebody if I called them out in the suburbs, because it's like, it's just a small street and there's no really reason why you would be here. Whereas, like, in the big city, if you're on a block, there's any number of reasons why somebody would walk down this curb.
I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like there's a greater threat of physical violence from you know, your average road peer or pooper. And if anything, I feel like that, you know, I mean, but you know, to get away from the bathroom example, like, whatever, you know, graffiti or...
Yeah, on the bus. Like, I don't think, you know, I would, like, I think I wouldn't mess with anybody on the bus if they were doing, like, that kind of stuff.
I mean,
like,
is it really that... I think the thing is that, are you... Is it a fear of an immediate escalation? Like...
Yes.
Like, you don't want to say anything because the guy might be like, you want to make something out of it?
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, like, exactly. I mean, that's I think that's a very real, like, if people, I mean, it happens all the time on the bus. Like, I mean, sometimes you're on the bus and people, usually it'll be like, you know, these kids these days, you know, they're in the back of the bus and they're yelling really loudly.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just, like, talking on the phone or something like that. And you, like, you shoot up a glare, but it's not even, like, that strong a glare. It's just like, hey, like, all right, I heard you. You know, I'm, like, 5 seats away. I get it, right? And it's like, if that doesn't work, it's like, that's it. I've done my, like, that's all I can do. Because if I say anything, I don't know what's going to happen.
Really? See, I feel like, I mean, I've, you know, I don't think it's that big, you know, like, I think you have some stepping room before someone gets to the point of, like, threatening or whatever, you know. You can be like, hey, you know, don't do that, hey, stop, you know, whatever, and, you know, maybe they will stand up and, you know, say something in their defense, but then you can always be like, well, you know, that's just not cool or whatever, you know. Like, I think that maybe it's that, you know, people don't want to back down if someone else escalates it, you know, which might be an issue. Like, but I feel like that's always you know, you can always calm things down.
No, I mean, I feel like I've seen several examples where, like, somebody will be in the back of... It's usually they're in the back of the bus, and, like, oftentimes they're on the phone. They're just having this really... Like, they're on the phone, you know? And it's like, I've been on the phone on the bus, and, like, I try to keep it quiet, you know? But, like, these people, like, they make a point of almost being really loud. And they're using, like, kind of foul language and stuff like that. And it's just like, it's like, you cringe every time they use a bad word. So it's like, dude, we're in public, you know? I mean, it's fine if you use that stuff. I mean, I watch movies and TV, and, like, you know, you hear those things all the time. But it's like, we're in public on a bus. You know, can you keep it down? And, you know, inevitably it's like some inappropriate conversation on top of that, right?
It's about...
It's like, oh, what? She's pregnant now? Oh, no. You know, and it's like, you know, some girl who's like in high school or something like that. You know, it's like, she better not do that to me because I will kill her. You know, it's like, okay, that's kind of scary. you know, or like some guy will be like, you know, I'm gonna go over there right now, we're gonna mess him up, you know, and it's like, okay, that's kind of scary, yikes, you know, and then, and you're like, kind of like, look at them, like, hey, you know, that's cool, and but like, I mean, really, like, I mean, I've seen it where people will like, kind of like, look, or like, I think everybody gets on there and they give them a look. Like, hey, maybe I'm the person who will make eye contact. Yes, I see you're on the phone. Maybe you'll talk quietly now. And then you'll hear them, like, in the conversation be like, I'm on the bus right now. Everybody's staring at me. And they think I should get off the phone. I'm not going to get off the phone. I'm talking on the phone. It's like, okay, that's didn't work. You know, and not only that, but they're, like, offended by you trying to, like, have a peaceful bus ride. And now it's like, who knows what's going to happen next, you know? Like, I mean, it might be, it just might be a slapping match or something like that. They might come up to you and start slapping you or something like that. But it's like, who knows? I mean, first of all, that's bad enough. But who knows if they'll have, like, a knife or, like, who knows what, you know? Like, a, like, or if they have friends with them, it's just you against, like, two or three people. I don't want to get on a fight in the bus. It's just scary, you know?
No, I don't think anyone wants to get on a fight in the bus.
On the street, for that matter, you know, anywhere. It's like any sort of this, like, people who are committing these sort of, like, acts, they know what they're up to. You know, they know that it's not right. And they're just, like, either they just, they think they're, like, really cool and get away with it, or they're not really in a good place in the first place. You know, it's I know, but, like, what am I going to do? You know, like, leave me alone.
Well, and that, I think that's also part of the problem is that, you know, it's like, well, I can step up and say something, but it's not like I'm going to fix your problem in the two-minute interaction that we have on the bus. You know, you clearly need a lot more. You need a social worker.
Right.
Who is, like, who is really dedicated to your cause, you know? But that doesn't stop, you know, and I've never really been too bothered by people's phone conversations, but, like, whatever it is, you know, like, I've seen drug deals on the bus and stuff like that, and it's like, really, don't do that,
that's
please.
That's exactly, but
there's a little kid right there.
But are you going to go and say something to a person who's, like, dealing drugs in the back of a bus? No, right?
Yeah, although I felt the impulse to, you know?
I'm sure you felt the impulse, but there's something that stopped you. Otherwise, you said, yes, I've done that.
That's true,
right?
It's
like, this is a person who is above, like, committing crimes on a bus, or not above committing crimes, not only committing a crime, like, dealing drugs on a bus. Is this the person who I'm going to be able to rationalize with and say, hey, let's not do that? You know, and not only that, is he going to, like, take that to heart and be like, yeah, you're right, I'll get off the bus and do it? Or it's like, no, I think what I'll do is I'll punch you in the face.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think, you know, like, I think most of the guys, honestly, who I've seen, you know, in those sorts of situations are not, they're not potentially violent. And if they are, they're kind of weak, you know? Like, I mean,
all right. But I mean, like, I don't really want to, I just don't want to get, even if it's like somebody I can beat up, you know, it's like, I don't want anybody coming at me.
Yeah.
Because God knows what they have.
Yeah. AIDS.
No, I'm not talking
about that.
They're
just gonna get all over me with their AIDS. Oh, God.
No, swine flu, you know.
Oh, he's on me with his cancer and his tumors. He's, oh, stay off. But anyway, should we call it there? This has been a weird one.
It has been weird.
We've had peers speaking up on the bus. Bus combat. Bus combat tactics.
Kind of focus on the dark side of society.
Society's dark side and siesta.
Did you hear about this?
You hear about this? Society. People. Dark side. Here's the message, and here's my philosophy. We need to move above our basest instincts and ignorance. We need to focus on how human beings can achieve their potential, not wallow in their most base level.
Is this like the end of Jerry Springer, where he sort of like has this sort of like moral moment where it somehow cleanses the palate of like all the things happened? It's like, I just had like 5 strippers and like a transvestite on my show, but now that I'm talking about it, it's okay. This is just like a morality play or something.
Maybe it is. I've never seen Jerry Springer, but I imagine that if that's the way it worked, maybe he was really brilliant.
Maybe.
I don't know. Good night, everybody. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. My name is Scott.
My name is Sachin.
Bye.